Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. This episode is all about the football history headlines of your Hall of Fame birthdays, and we have some great stories to tell you. Just wait till you hear these, coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the football history headlines. In today's edition, we are going to cover some great Hall of Fame birthdays for this March 5th. But before we do, we want you to know that today, March 5th, you get a double bonus shot of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, because you have a bonus of the number 12's greatest football players ever wore the number 12 on our Football by Numbers series in its own special podcast with Dana Augustor as our guest of the Historically Speaking. So you can find that where you find your downloads of the Pigskin Dispatch, and it's going to be a separate episode of what this is. You know, we've been combining them lately, but you have a special episode that you can listen to. You can find it on PigskinDispatch.com under the number 12 section, or on the article blog we have there for today. And you have this podcast going on too. So you can also find them at the sportshistorynetwork.com or your favorite podcast provider. So now let's get to your football history headlines and these birthdays of Hall of Famers. And we're going to start off March 5th, 1918, St. Louis, Missouri. The awesome Mizzou halfback, Carl Chrisman, celebrated his day of birth. Paul was described by the NFF as not being the fastest of players, but he had pretty much the opposite of the qualities that one would expect from a successful collegiate quarterback. But man, oh man, could he spin the ball. Missouri's head coach, Don Ferret, recognized the significance of this talent of Chrisman and watched the young man shine on game days. Paul and his teammates enjoyed 20 wins in the 28 starts he played under center. Coach had some education and drills to teach a quarterback prodigy too. Chrisman confessed later, "Coach Ferret knew I had to be able to run to make my passing effective. So he spent hours in the offseason working with me on quick starts and short sprints. I actually improved my speed." Chrisman ran the ball an average of 10 times a game and passed it 16 times. He made four All-America teams in 1939 and led the nation in touchdown passes with 13. The National Football Foundation selected Paul Chrisman for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1956. And he made the pros, too, as he played for the Chicago Cardinals from 1945 to 1949 and with the Green Bay Packers in 1950, earning the nickname Pitchin' Paul Chrisman. That's a pretty catchy name there. And then he became a star football broadcaster on national television. That is an awesome career, being around football for that long. And this guy had the moniker of, hey, he can't run, he's not going to be able to do anything in college football. And what a success he has. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Wonderful story. March 25th, 1921, Lancaster, Wisconsin. Dave Schreiner, the University of Wisconsin end in the early 1940s, was born. Schreiner was a perfectionist and really pushed himself in the offseason to sharpen his skill set and improve. He had just about everybody he knew tossing passes to him in all kinds of crazy ways, so he would get the confidence he could catch anything thrown at him. Dave was one of those handful of players that made the All-American status on a bad team, as he did this in 1941 when the Badgers were a 3-5 record, according to the National Football Foundation. The College Football Hall of Fame celebrated the induction of Dave Schreiner into their fine museum of gridiron legends in 1955. Great story there. March 5th, 1922, Corning, Iowa. The stellar University of Pennsylvania halfback from 1941 through the 1943 seasons, Bob Odell, was born. The footballfoundation.org website claims that Bob did it all for Penn, as he not only ran and caught balls out of the backfield, but he also punted, passed, and returned kicks and punts. The talented back even made it as far as being the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy in the 1943, losing out to Angelo Bertelli. But he did win the Maxwell Award and was an All-American in four major selection groups. And the other amazing thing is that he was part of that era of the Penn Quakers from 1938 to 1943. They had the highest attendance. It was like 1.7 million people attended in those 6 years, 7 years for them that Odell played in. But they were 300,000 more in attendance than the next closest college, and that was Southern Cal. So that tells you what the Penn Quakers were doing right before World War II. The NFF voters honored the name of Bob Odell in the 1992 College Football Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. March 5th, 1960, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Mike Munchak, the stellar offensive lineman from Penn State University, had his born-on date assigned. The Pro Football Hall of Fame website states that Munchak was an eighth overall player taken in the 1982 NFL draft when he was picked up by the Houston Oilers. He had a phenomenal 12-year NFL career in light blue, starting even in his rookie season. He was the first or second all-NFL selection in 10 different seasons and helped the Oilers' O-line rank near the top of the league in most statistics nearly every season he played. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Mike Munchak in the year 2001. Now, Munchak went on to coaching. He was an assistant coach, he was a line coach. Then he took over with the Tennessee, I believe it was the Oilers, definitely the Titans, that he was the head coach of them for quite a while. Then he spent some time with the Steelers as their offensive line coach, and he's since moved on and currently at the Denver Broncos as their offensive line coach. And he is quite the coach because he's really improved all the offensive lines that he's coached and played on. Mike Munchak, definitely a Hall of Famer and a great player. Happy birthday to him. March 5th, 1966, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, who caught passes as a wide receiver for the Miami Hurricanes in the mid-1980s, arrived into this world. Michael was a first-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys in the 1988 NFL Draft. The Pro Football Hall of Fame tells us how Irvin led the league in 1991 with his 93 caught balls and 1,532 yards. Later, in 1995, he established an NFL record when he sliced together 11 straight games where he went over 100 yards in receptions. He really made a nice career in his 12 NFL seasons with the boys, as he hauled in a total of 750 passes for 11,904 yards and 65 scores. Now, he was part of that Dallas Cowboys 1990s team where their offense was based around the triplets, and Irvin was one of the triplets. He was the wide receiver. You had Emmitt Smith as a running back, and what a back he was, you know, leading the league in career rushes and yardage. And you had Troy Aikman as the quarterback slinging the ball around. That was quite the potent offense, and then you had that gigantic, gigundo offensive line and Moose Johnson blocking from the fullback position. Great team, Jimmy Johnson and those gentlemen down there had put together. So the Pro Football Hall of Fame placed Michael Irvin's bronze bust into their Canton, Ohio museum in the year 2000. And the last of our Hall of Fame March 5th birthdays took place in 1970, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The nifty Marshall quarterback from 1990 to 1992, Michael Payton, was born. Payton was voted as a consensus All-American in his senior season, and the Marshall Thundering Herd took home the Division I AA National Crown that year. Michael Payton also had a very high honor bestowed upon him in that magical 1992 season when the Walter Payton Award for the top player in Division I AA was his honor to take home. Michael Payton was given the great honor of also having his collegiate gridiron legacy placed into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2015. The NFF states that after spending part of the 1993 season with the Dallas Cowboys, Payton played two seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders of the Canadian Football League before he finished his career with the Florida Bobcats of the Arena Football League in 1996. We thank you so much for joining us today, not only on this podcast about your football history headlines, but also, don't forget, we have Dana Augister as our guest in a special edition of the podcast talking about the greatest players in the NFL's history to wear that jersey number 12. And it's a good one because there are so many good players that wore that number 12. So make sure you check that out if you haven't already. Tell your friends and neighbors about it because it's a great podcast and it's a bonus for you today. You get a double dip in the Pigskin Dispatch podcast. And make sure you check out even more podcasts on sportshistorynetwork.com, where all my buddies over there have some, including Dana Augister, have some great podcasts on sports history, and you're going to enjoy it. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.